Welcome to the 10 question pod quiz from Mokan Dav Tezvav, plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtos. Number 1. Which daf do we have Machlokas Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda regarding what is permitted when it comes to covering cut figs on Chol HaMoed? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that an avo is not permitted to wear tefillin or greet others? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that one is not allowed to enter a contract with a non-Jew to perform specified work within the tchum if the goy is going to work on Shabbos? That's on daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that if one worked on Chol HaMoed and then died, his son may keep his earnings? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that someone freed from captivity or a prison may cut their hair and launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed, but in general people cannot, so they don't come into the chag unkempt? That's on daf. Yud Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that an avo cannot learn Torah, but a menuna and a matzora can? That's on daf. Tezbav. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that the source, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, is learned from the dedication of the base of Migdash? That's on daf. Tez. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that an avo is prohibited to work, wash, and wear shoes? That's on daf. Tezbav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that one may buy from sellers and pay workers their wages who have nothing to eat on Chol HaMoed? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that one can make a makkah on Chol HaMoed using palm and laurel branches? That's on daf. Yud Aleph. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that walking a meal or sleeping will take away the effects of drunkenness only if one did not have more than a revis? That's on daf. Yud Zayin and Tainus. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that one may lower produce through a skylight on Yantav? That's on daf. Laman Hay and Bea, good. And number 3, which daf do we have multiple reasons given as to why Esther invited Haman to the Suda with Achashverosh? That's on daf. Tezvav and Megillah. Excellent. So that concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.